all, before I start, I have two amazing things I want to tell you. The first one, and maybe Eliyahu can bring me the book. There is someone,
it's a friend of mine.
Yes, who's a friend of Eliyahu's from maybe 30 years ago. He used to study with the Rav. And if you're familiar with the Ari books, the white books, everybody has them, and they're only in Hebrew, unfortunately, he translated the Gates of Reincarnation into English. So later on, and I'm going to give a reincarnation class because everybody wants to give reincarnation. So I'm going to give a reincarnation class soon. And the second thing that I want to tell you is that there's someone that's helping us with the Zohar, and we're going to print four little Zohars, four different portions.
Oh, that's exciting.
One, very exciting.
I didn't know you were going to tell them.
When should I tell them? It's Rabbi Shimon. One for sustenance, one for building bridges between people, one for relationships, and I don't remember what the last one is. But the whole point is that we want to be able to print them and give them for free. We're not going to sell them, which means that we need help with the actual publishing. So whoever can help us with donating towards the publishing, that way everybody else will get them for free completely. We will never charge for them. So it's really, really amazing, and I wanted to tell everybody on Rabbi Shimon that this is what we're doing. We have someone now who's actually researching and seeing what it's going to look like and how we're going to do it. So that's amazing. Second thing is I didn't talk to Eliyahu about what he was teaching and what I'm teaching. And I chose something from, I didn't know it was from this week's Zohar. It's not about Rabbi Shimon, it's from the Zohar. And when I told Eliyahu this is what I want to give, he said, oh, it's in this week's Zohar. So we're in the portion of Bahar. And it talks about charity saving from death. And we don't have it here in Hebrew, right? Okay, so I'll just read it in English. So it talks about Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossi, who were walking along the way. Now imagine this is Israel hundreds of years ago, and there's no cars, there's no cell phones, there's nothing, they're walking. And they found, what did he say?
Still there's nothing?
No, okay. We had a conversation the other day that Israel is a third world country in denial. No, but there are cell phones, they're the best in IT. Okay, so Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yossi were walking along the way, and they saw a mountain. And they found two men walking. Okay, so there's two Kabbalists, and they found two men walking. They're watching, two men walking. And at the same time, a man coming. So there's two men walking, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chiya are watching them, and a third man is coming. And he says to them, please, I pray you, give me a piece of bread. They're in the desert. For I have been lost in the desert for 2 days and have had nothing to eat. So someone is coming to them, begging for something to eat. One of the men went aside, took out what he had, and brought with him, whatever he had, he brought it and gave it to him. And he fed him, and he gave him water, and he made sure he was okay. His friend said to him, what are you going to do now? We don't have food. What are you going to do now? And he said to him, I don't rely upon your food. So the poor man sat down until he ate everything that he had, and the man gave him the bread for the road, and he said, just take it and go. Rabbi Chiya said, the Holy One, blessed be He, did not wish it to be done by us. Rabbi Yossi said, perhaps there is an impending sentence upon that man, and the Holy One, blessed be He, wanted to put this in the way in order to save him. So what are they saying to each other now, the two Kabbalists? One is saying, okay, the Creator didn't want us to take care of it. He wanted, obviously, this poor man to come to these two people. And Rabbi Yossi is saying, well, maybe there was a decree on this person, and now the Creator is giving him a chance on the person who gave him the bread. There's a chance for him to save himself. While they were walking, and they're still watching, it's like a movie, they're still watching this movie. While they were walking, the man became exhausted due to hunger. So now the one that gave all his food away is, of course, now hungry and tired and thirsty, and he has nothing. His friend said to him, did I not tell you not to give your bread to somebody else? Like, what did you do? I told you it wasn't okay. Rabbi Chiya said to Rabbi Yossi, we have food with us. Let's give him something to eat. So they're on the...